Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister of Mauritius, Naveen Chandra Ramgulam, today called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Welcoming the Prime Minister and his delegation, the President said, India is supporting the developmental priorities of the government of Mauritius and expressed confidence that the new special economic package will be able to meet the needs of the government and the people of the island nation. The meeting concludes Prime Minister Ramgulam's 8-day state visit to India, during which he visited Mumbai, Varanasi, Ayodhya and Tirupati. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister of Mauritius called on Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the second National Conference of Anti-Narcotics Task Force Heads of States and Union Territories in New Delhi today. Heads of Anti-Narcotics Task Forces of 36 states and Union Territories, apart from stakeholders from other government departments, are also attending the two-day conference. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah informed that the Drug-Free India campaign is currently being organized in 372 districts across the country. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia said, the country is committed towards leveraging digital innovation in order to enhance labour market efficiency and workers' welfare. The minister was addressing after the signing of an MOU between the government and International Labour Organization virtually today. Dr. Mandavia highlighted that the collaboration will facilitate the youth in availing global employment opportunities and help the country's workers to integrate seamlessly into global labour markets. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced that the national target for food grain production has been set at 362.5 million tonnes for the 2025-26 Rabi season. Mr. Chauhan announced this in a press conference in New Delhi after he chaired discussions with state agriculture ministers during the National Conference on Agriculture Rabi Campaign 2025. Heavy rainfall across various districts of Uttarakhand has severely affected normal life. Landslides in the hilly areas have damaged several roads, with major rivers flowing above normal levels. More from our correspondent.
Due to the rains, a portion of a pulley on a Haridwar-Dehradun National Highway near the Lal Tapar area has been damaged. Relief and rescue teams are present at the affected locations. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with the Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami over the phone to get a detailed update on the situation. They assured full support from the central government and emphasized that the centre stands firmly with the state in these times of the crisis. Chief Minister Dhami conducted an on-ground inspection of the affected areas, reviewed the relief efforts. The Met Department has issued an orange alert for heavy rain in Dehradun, Nainital and Champawat district today with warnings of heavy rain in other regions as well. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Dehradun.
The Bharatiya Janata Party BJP will organize Service Fortnight or Seva Pakhwada across the country from tomorrow on the occasion of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday. The Seva Pakhwada will continue till the 2nd of October, the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi and Lal Bahadur Shastri. The BJP said Mr. Modi has consistently underscored the importance of public service and social reforms, first as Gujarat Chief Minister and later as Prime Minister. Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko today said that Russia and Belarus are rehearsing the launch of Russian tactical nuclear weapons as part of joint war games. State media quoted the Belarusian Chief of Staff as saying that the exercises also featured Russia's Oreshnik hypersonic missile. Star India shuttler PV Sindhu today defeated Yuli Jakobsen of Denmark in the first round in straight games to advance to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals of the China Master Super 750 badminton tournament in Shenzhen. And Team India vice-captain Smriti Mandhana has reclaimed the top spot in the latest ICC Women's Cricket ODI batting rankings. The opening batter dethroned England skipper Nat Skipper-Brunt after a fine half-century against Australia in the series opener on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.